Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves. I'm Matthew Lloyd, and I play guitar in PXR, as well as drums in Crow Killer and Witch Trial. The members of PXR are Draven Fackrell on vocals, Sean Ruthven on bass and backing vocals, Johan Gutierrez on guitar, and Tracy Stables on drums. The name PXR is short for positive reinforcement, which came from the phrase violence is positive reinforcement. A lot of our writing themes revolve around veganism and activism, so we felt it would be a good representation of what we are about. PXR has been a band since summer of 2016. It all started with a Facebook post I made about starting a punkier hardcore band with influences ranging from Gorilla Biscuits to Down to Nothing. I had discussed this idea with our bassist Sean beforehand, and we found Hunter Franks, who currently plays drums for the band, in unison. Draven hit us up about doing vocals, and we had a completed four-piece band. We got together at Hunter's old place in Logan and wrote a couple of youth crew songs, but since everyone in the band loved heavier hardcore, we unfortunately added a breakdown and a fight riff to our tunes, and everything went downhill from there. We tuned down and incorporated more early 2000s metalcore stuff into the mix. With that change, we had Tracy join the band and play drums. After a lot of convincing, Johan begrudgingly joined on guitar, and we became a full five-piece band. Overall, we wanted to go for something better suited for our writing style. Sean and myself were in a more 2005 tough guy hardcore band prior to PXR, so we were used to writing songs that focused on being heavy. We all really love bands like Harvest, Earth Crisis, Marauder, and One King Down. I couldn't imagine still trying to write a punk song with Tracy playing blast beats the whole time. We all really changed our tuning, and we wrote a lot more mosh parts. PXR recently played a show with Cherim, Aftermath of a Trainwreck, and City to City, which was a blast. Everyone in the band looks up to those bands a ton. I remember first moving to Salt Lake and having a few friends play the song Ninth and Broadway by City to City in the car. It's always so fascinating to dig into your local scene history and see what shows were like back in the day, especially with how crazy people would get during any show with Cherim or Aftermath on the bill. It's nothing short of an honor to be able to not only see, but play alongside the bands that you look up to. My personal favorite show we ever played was Punk Rock Halloween with a couple of other bands last year. Problem Daughter played a Rancid cover set, The Mailbox Order did a really cool Descendants set, and I remember a couple friends did a Mariah Carey set as a noise band, and that was too funny. A few people like to tease us, and they call us Earth Crisis because we would cover Firestorm at every show, so we decided to play an Earth Crisis cover set, and the gag was that every member of the band was Carl Crisis. It was super fun to play that bit up, as well as play some of our favorite tunes. Our messages range from animal liberation to the struggle of growing up with a loved one abusing hard drugs. Every scene has its fair share of ethics that are talked about through music. The hardcore scene has always been unique in its strong messages of veganism and sobriety. Straight edge and the personal commitment therein has always been a huge part of hardcore, and although not as strong today, it's still here and kids are still stoked on it. An unfortunate part of hardcore is that styles and trends change, and with that, the same goes for the vegan straight edge. PXR represents the celebration and pride that comes from these lifestyles. Too many kids today act too cool for school, especially with straight edge. Our music emulates the sound that those bands from 15 years ago had, which played a huge part in sharing these themes within the songs themselves. Bands don't talk about these lifestyles like they used to, so we'll gladly take the L and be corny. We love it. As far as our songwriting process goes, we either start with an intro riff and try to build onto it without cluttering the song with crazy time signature changes and writing a 7-minute song. We write a lot of fight riffs and bass and drum grooves, which has been a significant stylistic change within hardcore in the last 15 years or so. The song Blood In, Blood Out was written about fake friends who claim to have as strong of a bond with you as any family would, but end up proving otherwise. The sound clip was pulled from the movie with the same name, and it was actually Draven who suggested we use it. We felt it would fit the overall theme of the song very well. We actually started work on our first EP quite some time ago, but we've all been super busy that it's been a hassle trying to find some time to get it finished. However, we've got everything recorded besides vocals, so I'm sure it will be done by the end of the year at the latest. We're excited to get more than just one single out there. As of right now, we do not have any shows lined up for the rest of this year. We've been pretty good at hopping onto shows last minute, though, so I'm sure you'll see us pretty soon whether you like it or not. The song you'll be hearing at the end of this podcast is Blood In, Blood Out, which is available on our Bandcamp, PXRHC, at bandcamp.com. It's also on the Utah Hardcore Metal and Punk Underground Comp release, which is super great. Highly recommend that.
Let's see what kind of man you are in daylight. What's the matter, Spider? You were scared of me? I'm gonna catch you on the fucking rebound, punk. I'm gonna squash you like the PJ punk you are. Come on, motherfucker. Vomit on!
Print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.